It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the new state poet laureate of Wisconsin. Nicholas Gulig is here, a UW-Whitewater associate professor, and has started his two-year term serving as the statewide emissary for poetry and creativity. Call in to talk with the poet laureate, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Nicholas Gulig, congratulations and welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
What do you hope to accomplish now as Wisconsin's poet laureate?
I'm still trying to figure that out. the wildly busy and fertile position that I'm slowly kind of learning the reins. First and foremost, I think the way that I'm trying to think of this position is in some ways kind of counter to the ways that like I relate to the act of writing a poem, right? So it's a really different, the position is all about poetry, but it's very different than what it is that I do when I sit down and write a poem. When I sit down and write a poem, like that's an inward turn, right? That's a solitary moment in my life. Like I actually like leave my house. I have a little cabin in the backyard that I built with my uncle. And I kind of seclude myself and I look at an empty page. But this position is very different than that. This is an outward facing position. This is a public position. This is a social position. And so in some ways, the position kind of changes my relationship to poetry. And I'm really grateful for that. I think if there's anything given the extent that that's true that I want to accomplish, right, it's not to focus on myself, but it's to focus on other people, on other poets and other writers in Wisconsin, and all the people doing the kind of quiet, secret, unheralded work of making these kind of creative language spaces in our communities, right? Like there's all these people doing that work, and they do it under the cover of night, if you will. And I think one of the opportunities that I have is that I get to kind of use this platform, right, which is public and outward facing, and which has a certain amount of attention that comes with it, and I get to kind of lend that attention to other people. I think more than anything, that's what I think I'd like to do for 2 years.
I wonder, you know, you mentioned it being such an outward facing and social job. How would you like to connect with young people during your term?
Actually, it's funny you asked that. The first thing I did, the first official thing I did as the Poet Laureate of Wisconsin, is I went to my daughter's fifth grade class. My daughter goes to Luther Elementary School in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and I spoke with them about poetry and dreams, right? Mm. So thinking, you know, actually like stepping foot into classrooms, that's one thing that I want to do. A project that I'm kind of scripting a proposal for that I actually have to turn in the project proposal later this afternoon has to do with constructing high school teaching curriculum based around the poet Laureen Niedeker's trip around Lake Superior, right? So one of the things I'm hoping to be able to do as poet laureate is secure some funding to help me kind of recreate that trip and kind of create a teaching resource out of the recreation of that trip that would allow high school students, college students in the state of Wisconsin to use Niedeker's as an example of someone who kind of went on this pilgrimage to a body of water in the state of Wisconsin and, of course, Canada also and Minnesota, but went to this kind of significant body of water in her part of the world and used the notes and the geologic and the historic research from that trip as kind of fodder for creative language, right? One of the things I want to do is construct a resource that allows students to think of poetry in that way.
In the process, it would help students see Wisconsin and hear Wisconsin in a whole new way through poetry.
I think that's there's a lot of things that poetry can do, and there's some things that poetry can't do, but I think one of the things that at its best that it does really, really well is it refocuses our attention on the things that matter, that we oftentimes, because of the kind of crazy, busy, distracted modern lives that we live, forget that matter. Like, so when I talk to my students about images in the classroom, for example, right? Images is like a substantial currency. I hate that word, actually. It's images is one of the things that poetry does so well. And I talk to my students about how important images are. And I talk to them about a tree that's outside my house in my front yard, right? And it's, you know, it's a tree like in any other tree in a middle class, lower middle class neighborhood in the state of Wisconsin. And I walk past that tree every single day of my life, multiple times, and I never stop to look at it. But every once in a while, right, like if I'm coming home at a certain time of day and the light is right and the angle of the light is right, or if it's a certain time of month, right, the tree just like pops out of its kind of insignificance and it's suddenly like the most beautiful thing in the world. And of course it is that all the time. I just don't ever notice, right? Forget to pay attention. And I think if poetry is anything, it's an intentional act of sustained attention, right? Using language as a kind of looking glass to try to see the world in a way that keeps the world alive for us. By virtue of that, it helps us to feel alive as well.
Nicholas Gulig, author of three books, named State Poet Laureate last month by the Wisconsin Poet Laureate Commission. Call in with thoughts and questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. UW-Whitewater faculty member Nicholas Gulig is the new State Poet Laureate of Wisconsin for a two-year term with the goal to promote literature and poetry in the statewide role. Join in with the Poet Laureate, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Nicholas, let's make space for one of your poems. Can you share In Our Gardens, Forests Are Prepared?
I would love to. This is actually the reason I chose this poem to read. This is the first poem that I finished as a poet laureate at Wisconsin. I felt that it was right. It's a poem. It's a love poem. Like, it was just Valentine's Day. This is a love poem for my wife. It's about moving back to the United States. In our gardens, forests are prepared. Our being here together is the night-struck violet plucked from an edge-blue curve of air. The light does not absolve us. Because we named our children in the shadow of a failing garden, the white rose listens. I love the thousand shades of you. Every morning, our daughters sleep beyond themselves in day glow. The house grows quiet in their wake. To the place where you should be, I lash the ache of every brightness I've disfigured, the years that we have left. Bury with me the bottom half of fence posts in the yard. Pack the loose dirt harder. These days, I'm beginning to believe that I belong here. Because we chose to raise our children in the center of an empire, the low grass glistens in the west wind. At night, the sky edge finds us staring at our hands. It is easy to forget we left a world for this one.
Thank you so much for that and those words. That last line, it is easy to forget we left a world for this one. Can you share a little bit about living in Thailand?
Yeah, so I think it was 2011. It's hard to remember now. 2011, I did a Fulbright fellowship in Bangkok, Thailand. Thailand is where my mother is from, right? So I'm half Thai. My mother immigrated to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to go to college, which is where she met my dad. And so Thailand's been a part of my life, you know, since before I was born. I got to spend real time there as a Fulbright fellow in 2011. And then I went back again. I started going back every year after that, even as a PhD student at the University of Denver. And that's where in Thailand is where I met my wife. I would spend my summers in Khon Ken working at a bartending at a bar that my friend owned, and my wife was a waitress there. And so I kind of lived half in the United States, half in Thailand for about 5 years. After I graduated from Denver, I moved back to Thailand. I was teaching there. And then about 2015, my father passed away, and I had that feeling that I think maybe all children have when who are living far away from their parents when a parent dies, is you have the thought of like, what am I doing halfway around the world, right? Like, I should have been there more or something like that. And so I started looking for jobs back in Wisconsin, job at the University of Whitewater, where I teach today. And I moved back in 2016. And 2016, I don't know if folks remember, was a hard time to be immigrating brown people to the United States. It wasn't pretty. The rhetoric kind of floating in the air, and the kind of feeling floating in the air, wasn't especially hospitable to people like me and like my family. And so my wife and I were nervous about moving back to the United States at that time, in that time and place. But we did, and we've made a life for ourselves here in Fort Atkinson. The community's been incredibly welcoming. The community's been really wonderful to us. And the poem stems out of that, like building a garden with my wife in our backyard, and trying to remember where we came from.
Nicholas, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Nicholas Gulig was named last month the Poet Laureate of Wisconsin. He's an associate professor at UW-Whitewater, author of North of Order, Book of Lake and Orient. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.